Buying your first home is a huge milestone, and once the keys are in your hand, it's tempting to think of your KiwiSaver as a job that's finished. In this guide, I want to explain why the opposite is true. The years right after your first home purchase are some of the most powerful you'll ever have for building your retirement, and how you handle your KiwiSaver now makes a real difference to the kind of income you'll have later. Here's the honest truth. Owning your home is a wonderful start, but you can't eat your living room. A house is a great asset, yet it doesn't pay your weekly bills once you stop working. KiwiSaver gives you the liquid retirement income that a property simply can't. So the goal now is to build both at the same time, rather than putting yourself in a position where you have to choose between them down the track. Let me start with why timing matters so much. The sooner you turn your attention back to your KiwiSaver after settlement, the better. Compounding, which is simply your returns earning further returns over time, works harder the earlier you get your fund and your contribution rate right for this new retirement phase. Even after you've withdrawn your balance for your deposit, several things keep working quietly in your favor. If you're employed, your employer contributions continue. The government member tax credit, which is worth up to $260.72 a year, continues, and long-term compound growth continues. Stopping, even for just a few years, costs far more than most people realize. One of the first things worth checking is your fund type. In the lead up to buying your home, you may well have shifted into a conservative fund to protect your balance ahead of settlement, which is a sensible move when you know you're about to spend the money. But once the purchase is done and retirement becomes your primary goal again, it often makes sense to move back into a growth fund. That's especially true if you're more than 10 years away from 65, because you've got time on your side to ride out the ups and downs. Now, with a mortgage to service, finding the right contribution rate really matters, and this is where a lot of people feel torn. The good news is you don't have to choose between your home loan and your KiwiSaver. The aim is to land on a rate that keeps your employer match and the government incentive in play, while still giving you breathing room on your repayments. To show you why this is worth getting right, let me walk you through some numbers. I want to be upfront that these are illustrative projections based on market average 10-year returns across providers, and past performance never guarantees future results. The example is a 30-year-old earning $60,000 a year, starting with a $1,000 balance in an aggressive fund. The figures include employer and government contributions, tax on returns, and a 2% annual inflation adjustment. In the first scenario, this person restarts contributions immediately after settlement at 3.5%. By age 65, that grows to roughly $992,000, which is around $496,000 in today's money. That's our baseline. In the second scenario, everything is the same, but the contribution rate lifts to 6%, which works out to about $29 more a week. That extra $29 builds an additional $144,000 in today's money by retirement. A small weekly change, a big long-term difference. The third scenario shows the cost of waiting. Here the person delays by 5 years, restarting at 35 on a higher salary of $65,000 and a 4% contribution rate. Despite earning more and contributing a higher percentage, that 5-year delay costs nearly $100,000 in today's money. That's the price of lost compounding time, and it's the single most expensive mistake I see people make after buying a home. So where does that leave you in practical terms? There are really three things worth resetting. First, review your current fund and provider. It's worth looking at what fund you're in, what it has actually returned, and whether it still fits now that retirement, not a deposit, is the target. Second, make sure your provider is the right one for the long haul, comparing them fairly on performance, fees, and the range of funds on offer. And third, settle on a contribution rate that keeps your employer match and the government incentive working while sitting comfortably alongside your mortgage and your budget. From there, a simple long-term plan ties it all together, including when to review again, so your KiwiSaver keeps growing steadily without you having to think about it constantly. A couple of common questions are worth answering here. Can you rebuild your balance after using it for a deposit? Yes, absolutely. Through regular contributions, employer contributions, investment returns, and compounding over the years ahead. And can you withdraw from KiwiSaver again for another home? No. The first home withdrawal is a one-off, though other options exist in specific situations, such as significant financial hardship, serious illness, or reaching 65. One more figure worth remembering. To receive the full government incentive of $260.72, you need to contribute at least $1,042.86 over the year. Just to be clear, this is general information and it doesn't take into account your personal circumstances. KiwiSaver decisions can have long-term consequences, so it's worth getting personalized financial advice before you make any big changes. If you'd like a hand reviewing your own setup now that you're a homeowner, you're welcome to book a free, no-obligation session using the booking option on this page. Your KiwiSaver journey is really just getting started, and getting it right from here is one of the best financial moves you can make.